Now we're going to turn our attentions to road bowling on Drive Time Sport. Of course, a very busy time of the year for road bowling, with numerous big matches and competitions ongoing for these summer months. And as always, great to have Michelle Smith on the programme with us, of course, from Road Bowls in Ireland Facebook page, which has been a massive hit over the course of the last couple of years. And as always, it's hello to you, Michelle.
Hi, Barry. How are you? Thanks a million for having me back.
Yeah, look, great to have you on. And, you know, obviously we've been following, I suppose, some of the big results over the course of the last couple of weeks. And just remind our listeners a bit about the Road Bowls in Ireland Facebook page and what exactly you offer.
Yeah, so Road Bowls in Ireland Facebook page, we founded it in 2009. And the last 12, 18 months, it has just went from strength to strength. We finished 2022 with reaching 128 million people, and so far this year we've reached over 55 million people on Road Bowls in Ireland. So we will be live tonight, tomorrow and Sunday. So make sure you go to Road Bowls in Ireland on Facebook. You will be able to tune in and watch live, and then if you want to watch it back, you can become a subscriber. Myself and Eamon, we are live streaming all weekend, and it is a volunteer, but we love it. We absolutely love it. And it's our pleasure to highlight these players, to show off the talent, and to see the exhibition of bowling that's coming through, both in Ulster and in Munster. So yeah, we have a busy weekend ahead of us. I'm pulled in at the minute between Galway and Clare on the motorway on my way to Cork, because we will be live streaming this evening at 6:30. So yeah, it's a busy time, Barry.
Busy. Yeah, you're clocking up some miles. We might just have to get you down to Cork on a more permanent basis, Michelle.
Oh, we'll see.
Good.
Eamon Bowen calls it the promised land. So yeah, we'll see how promised it is now for the Ulster players after this weekend visiting Ballincurrig again. But no, a great weekend ahead of us.
Good stuff. Just, I suppose, before we touch on the big weekend that's in it, just, I suppose, briefly give us your thoughts on that big match that went off for an unbelievable figure recently with two powerhouses in the world of bowling, of course, Martin Coppinger and David Murphy.
Yeah, there was a big upset there in the camp. There was over 42,000 euro on the line aside in Ballincurrig for that Munster contention, and big upset, because Martin Coppinger, as talented and as quick as he was, he just couldn't keep up with David Murphy's expedition of throwing. And David Murphy, I can honestly say, probably hasn't bowled like that in a long time, but he knows every inch, every nook, and every cranny on that road, every piece of tar, and he just has a great track record. But that's one of the biggest stakes now we've seen, certainly in the last 2 or 3 years, you know. So it was a big upset. A lot of people fancied Murphy, a lot of people fancied Coppinger. There was no odds, it was just straight into action. I don't know, one clip on Road Bowls in Ireland of Martin Coppinger's second shot, and within 4 days we had reached 10 million people on a 17 second clip. So the popularity is there for Coppinger, and for the first time in a long time, we've seen a good number of people down from Armagh to come down and see what others were just describing as a score of a lifetime, an exhibition score, because they haven't met that often in their careers. And it was just, it was a massive upset. For the score not to finish, it just shows you the calibre that David Murphy is bowling at the moment. And he's definitely going for glory. He's the reigning King of the Roads champion. He's won the King of the Road 6 times, you know, so he was a force to be reckoned with, but a massive stake, massive stake, over 42,000 euro aside each. So I wouldn't have liked to have been the referee walking the road with that sort of money on me at the day, but it's great for the road to see that many supporters. You know,
without a doubt. And you know, obviously, look, big couple of weeks ahead, big couple of months ahead in road bowling. Talk us through what's going on this weekend, Michelle.
Okay, so tonight we will be live from 6:30. We see a bit of rivalry coming out of this for my camp. We have Gary Neely taking on Arthur McDonough in the first challenge score, and that's going to be a great score. A lot of people wouldn't get the chance to see these two take on each other, and they're two big names, two big top seniors in Ireland facing each other in the first exhibition score this evening. And then that's at 6:30. Back down the road then we have another challenge of James Cooney versus Aaron Hughes. So I will be live streaming that one, I would imagine. So I'm just warning people in advance, Aaron Hughes is like family to me, so I'll try and be as non-biased as possible, but that's going to be a great score. And then tomorrow we have a very busy day. For the first time, I think, in my lifetime, there's 5 All-Irelands in one day. So at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we have Owen Hickey taking on Jack O'Reilly in the under-12s All-Ireland. If anybody is travelling to Ballincurrig, the under-12s is starting out the other side of the road on the way back into Smurfbar. And then it takes us to 11:15, the boys under-16. Now, this score has a lot of people talking. John O'Donoghue from Munster is such a talented, fast, stylish bowler. But he's taken on Ulster's Oisin Griben. And Oisin Griben has been knocking at the door here. He comes from a great bowling family. His granddad, his granduncles, they would have been involved in the executive of the bowling. His aunts, uncles would have been Ulster and All-Ireland title holders. So this is the third generation of Griben coming through, taking on John O'Donoghue. A lot of the North are coming down saying, this young lad, Oisin Griben, won't be beat. I think it's going to be an exhibition score for under 16. I think, you know, a lot of people need to see this, to see the talent that's coming through. Then at 12:30, back down the road again towards Smarts, we have Emma Hurley for Munster taking on Megan O'Reilly for Ulster. Now, the under 12 boys and the under 16 girls from Ulster are brother and sister. So they're coming out of the one club, Madden Club, great bowling family. They'd be related to Paul O'Reilly, and you know, he's an intermediate player, and Emma Hurley as well. She's a great bowler. She actually beat my daughter in the under 16 Munster final last year. So I know what this girl can do. She's very talented. And then at 1:45, we have the men's veteran, and we have two legendary names here. We have Philip O'Donovan for Munster taking on Johnny Kelly and Ulster. And Philip O'Donovan, he hung up his bowling boots 8 or 9 years ago. He was a great senior, and he's come back into veterans. I think he's 51, and Johnny Kelly's 51 too. And both Philip O'Donovan won his first All-Ireland title in 1993 Junior B against my own brother down in Guganbarra. So that's how long I've been watching Philip O'Donovan play and the O'Donovan family. And we've always kept, you know, in touch and great friendships from that. But he takes on Johnny Kelly. And Johnny Kelly is no stranger to Ulster contentions, to All-Ireland contentions. His name is known everywhere. He also runs the very popular Facebook page Armagh Bullets as well. And he puts in tremendous work there in the north. So that's the first 4 scores. And then the last one down again, ladies intermediate, Ciara Buckley versus Aoife Traynor. Now, Ciara Buckley, she has an All-Ireland title in 2011 from the under-16. She has European gold medals as well. But Aoife Traynor, she was pipped at the post by a really talented Maria Nagle back in 2019 in her intermediate All-Ireland contention. So she's back again a couple of years later. So Ciara Buckley versus Aoife Traynor, that's going to be a great score. So that's all Saturday. The scores, they want to get them over and done with. There is an exhibition in Macroom at 7 o'clock, an art exhibition. You'll see it if I shared it on the page. It's called The Score. So a lot of work has went into that. So it's to allow people to get over there, and if they want to travel to see the exhibition, they should do so.
Yeah, sounds like a very busy weekend, so Michelle.
That's just Saturday. Then Sunday then, they want the scores off at 10 o'clock. You have the Junior B All-Ireland. Now, Noel O'Regan, Junior B from Munster, takes on Jake Cullen from Ulster. Now, Noel O'Regan, we live-streamed his Munster final, and he put down bowls that seniors wouldn't have put down on that day. So he is probably going to be a bit favoured on the day, but Jake Cullen is the tender age of 20. A great bowling family again. He's the third generation coming through. His granddad Jim would walk the roads. Everybody would know Jim Cullen. So that's going to be a great score. And then there's no score back. So just letting everybody know, the first score is up. You must walk back then. And then the senior score will take off at 2 o'clock. And that brings us to David Murphy and Thomas Michael. And David Murphy met Thomas Michael in 2015. he beat him in the All-Ireland final. That was in Blackwater Town in the north. Then he met Thomas Mackin again in the All-Ireland final in 2018 in Granagh, and he won that one. So when it comes to All-Ireland titles, David Murphy is tipping at the post. He's won six King of the Roads, but Thomas Mackin shines on that road as well. He knows every inch of it, and he was just pipped last year for the King of the Roads against David Murphy, but he's the only person to do four King of the Roads titles in 1 year, and he actually beat David Murphy in 2015 to start that four-in-a-row contention. So they're used to meeting each other. All-Ireland stage, David Murphy usually has the upper hand, but when it comes to that road in Ballincurry, it's tit for tat. There's going to be no favourite. I'm going to anticipate probably a big stake, massive crowd. So if anybody is tuned in and they're not used to bowling, they're coming out to see it for the first time, stay behind the bowlers. That's the most important thing, to keep everybody safe. The players need, you know, a straight run at it, and they just want everybody safe so they can go for their All-Ireland without any extra stresses or strains, you know. So it's going to be crazy weekend. Hopefully I'll have a voice come Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully you won't sound like me any over the course of the last couple of days. Well look, Michelle, it's always great to catch up with you. We'll be keeping a close eye over the course of the weekend, and keep up the great work, and then no doubt we'll chat again on Drive Time Sport over the course of the next couple of weeks.
And I hope you're feeling better soon. Now if you help us, you'll be grand.